If I were to ask people, you know, what is the central mystery of the Christian faith? You might get a few different answers. Some people might not know what to say, but I think a lot of people might say that the death and resurrection of Jesus is the central mystery of our faith. And that would be a very good answer, but the wrong answer. The correct answer is the Trinity. You know, the Catechism of the Catholic Church says that the Trinity is the central mystery of the Christian faith. Because that mystery is not just about how God intervenes in human history to save us, which is very important. But the Trinity reveals the very inner nature of God, who God is in and of himself. Not just how he acts in the world, but who he is. And the Trinity teaches us not only about God, but also about ourselves. Because our ultimate end, our final end in eternity, is to be incorporated into the life of the Trinity. And that begins at baptism, when we are baptized in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. And every time we pray, we begin in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. So the Trinity is central to understand who we are, because it teaches us what our final purpose is. And so meditating upon the Trinity, you know, as we try to enter into the Trinity, should be something that ignites our hearts. Because it should connect with a deep longing within us that we may or may not know is there. But if we're ultimately created for the Trinity, as we begin to penetrate into that mystery, it should connect with something deep within us and create a longing and a fire within our heart. And so one thing we can learn about ourselves from the Trinity is that we are all created for community. We're created to be in a relationship with others, because God is a community of three persons. And so none of us are created to be alone. And so that's why we desire friendships, and why men and women seek marriage, and why parents have children, and why we enjoy spending time with our grandparents and our parents. And maybe once we're old enough to appreciate our parents, we enjoy spending time with our parents. But you know, that's why we enjoy those relationships, is because that's what we are created for. We're created to be in community with others. But all of those relationships, those human relationships, are limited. Because there's no other person that can be with us every time we need them. Nobody's going to be there every moment of our lives. And no other person knows us perfectly. You know, what's going on inside of us? No, our family members, our friends, none of them perfectly know what's going on inside of us. And within human relationships, there's always a level of brokenness. You know, we can see that just when we look at kids within a family. You know, sometimes the kids get upset because they think, oh, my parents are favoring my brother or my sister over me. Or, you know, why are my parents saying no to this? You know, don't they realize that I want this? There's, even at an early age, a level of distrust. You know, why don't the kids say, well, I know my parents love me. They're obviously doing what's best for me right now. There's a level of distrust that's built into our relationships because we're broken. That's just the reality. But relationships in the Trinity are different. Because there is never at any moment a defect in the love of God. Our Heavenly Father loves us completely and totally, fully, without any reservation at every moment. He gives himself totally, and we can have perfect trust in our Heavenly Father. There is no moment at which we offer a prayer and it's like, well, our Heavenly Father's busy right now. He's talking to somebody else. He's not paying attention to us. That doesn't happen. And he loves us to the point where he has given us the most precious thing that he possibly could, which is his own son. He gave us everything that he could in Jesus Christ. And if we look at Jesus Christ, he has complete and perfect trust in his heavenly Father. Even when he was being led to execution and it was costing him his life, there was never a single moment at which he distrusted his heavenly Father and said, maybe I don't want to be doing this right now. He had perfect trust that this was motivated by the loving will of his heavenly Father. And so we see the perfect relationships within the Trinity that our hearts long for. And through our baptism and through the faith, we're brought into the relationship in the very life of the Trinity. And within the Trinity, there's perfect knowledge. You know, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit know each other perfectly. So there's never any misunderstanding, or they never have to hide something or keep something private from each other. And if we think about what the Trinity is, and sometimes this can get very abstract and difficult to get our minds around. But if we think about it on a simple level, it can really teach us a lot in our spiritual lives and teach us to long for the relationship within the Trinity. If we think about the simple reality that there is one God, there is only one God, one being who is all-knowing, all-powerful, and present everywhere, omnipresent. There's one God. But within that God, there are three distinct persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And so there's three separate persons that know each other perfectly and share in one divine nature perfectly. And that can be a challenge to wrap our minds around. But as we think about it, what we can see in that is perfect unity between three separate persons. And that's what we're called to enter into. And every human relationship that we have, you know, between husband and wife, between parents and children, with friends, they're all reflections, but imperfect reflections of what we're called to in the Trinity. I saw a report recently that was talking about loneliness. And it was pretty staggering how many people report being lonely. And I think there's a lot of reasons for that. You know, a lot of people move around and they're separated from their immediate family. You know, a social media in some ways can help connect people, but in some ways it can be an obstacle. You know, we can't really enter into the fullness of human relationships with each other through emojis and text messages. You know, I saw a family once that was going out to eat at a restaurant, and I was like, oh, this is nice that this whole family's here together. But I looked over a few minutes later, and every single one of them had their phone out and was looking at their phone, and none of them were interacting with each other. I was like, oh, well, not quite what we might hope for. But I think the ultimate root of that loneliness is because so many people are alienated from God and alienated from the most fundamental relationship that ultimately fulfills our desires. And so I encourage, as we continue with this Mass, to recognize what is happening at Mass. What's really going on? What we have on the altar at Mass is the perfect self-offering of Jesus Christ, offering his life to his heavenly Father right here on this altar. And so what we experience here is the most perfect act of love that a son ever made to his Father, right here on the altar. A perfect act of love and self-sacrifice. And we're called to enter into that. We're called to bring our struggles, our trials, our prayers, our self-offerings, all the struggles we've had over this past week. We're called to unite those to Jesus Christ and offer those in an act of perfect love and trust to our Heavenly Father. And just as Jesus Christ receives the perfect love of his Father, in turn, we're called to receive that love as well. And it's only through the power of the Holy Spirit that we're able to actually enter into that. And so the Holy Spirit enlivens us and fills us and draws us into that relationship. And so that's what we're called to do when we're here at Mass, is to enter into the very life of the Trinity. And so, you know, I encourage you, don't allow the distractions of life to rob you of the opportunity that we have here at Mass. Or don't let a lack of understanding of the mystery or fear of silence rob you of what's truly happening here. We are created for the life of the Trinity. And I encourage you to allow the fullest and the most real relationship that we could possibly enter into to ignite a longing within your heart and draw you into the light of the Trinity.